The word monasticism, like all others ending with the suffix "-ism," is in fact of modern coinage. Its French equivalent, monachisme, first makes its appearance in the 16th century CE, while in English, one of the earliest scholarly writers to employ the term was Joseph Milner, in his four-volume work, The History of the Church of Christ, published in 1795. Milner's anti-Catholic perspective on the subject was decidedly hostile. He lamented the rise of early Christian monasticism and associated it with moral vices and degeneracy. And yet, despite its origins as a negative epithet, the word would later become appropriated as a neutral or positive term of description, applied not only to Catholic and Orthodox Christian forms of practice, but to Buddhist, Jain, and other religious traditions as well. But to what exactly does the term refer? The roots of the word are found in the Greek language. Monasticism derives from the Greek adjectives monos, solitary, alone, or its cognate monachos, solitary, deserted. Our first evidence for the use of monachos, or the feminine form monache, to refer to a Christian monk or nun, comes from an Egyptian papyrus dated to June 324 CE. The document records a legal complaint registered by a certain Dioscoros Kaizo against his neighbors Pamunus and Harpalus, whose cows had damaged his plantings and prevented his own cattle from grazing. When Dioscoros caught one of the cows in the act, Pamunus and Harpalus allegedly attacked him with a club, threw him to the ground, and beat him up. In the complaint about this assault, Dioscoros credits the deacon Antonius and the monk Isaac for rescuing him and saving his life. In this case, the solitary in question seems to have been someone actually living in a village or town, not isolated in some remote location. Later, monachos would come to be applied as a broad term used to refer to monastics of any stripe, from solitary or semi-solitary renunciants to those living under a common rule in walled communities. In late antiquity, the matter was complicated by the use of at least four other terms to refer to persons who dedicated themselves to a life marked as different in some way from the conventional routines of the Greco-Roman household and civic society. The first was apotactite, Greek apotaktikos, one who has been set apart, a designation that originally seems to have been applied to monastics living in urban and village households, but later came to describe a range of monastic lifestyles. The second was anchorite, Greek anachoretes, one who has withdrawn, a term that typically referred to monastics who had physically retreated from society to live in isolation. The third was cenobite, Greek koinobiotes, one who lives in a community, which was applied to monastics who chose to live with other monastics in a designated space called a monastery. The fourth was ascetic, Greek ascetes, one who trains in a discipline, a term used even before the rise of formalized monastic communities to refer to individuals who engaged in rigorous practices of renunciation pertaining to money, food, sex, and other worldly attachments. By the 4th century, the term ascetic naturally came to be applied to persons living in monasteries, as well as those who engaged in more solitary acts of self-abnegation. The term surveyed here, monastic, apotactite.